are enjoying our time. But today, guys, I will increase the head speed a little bit.
You ready for another episode today?
Here we go again.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Number 41.
41? What?
We have nothing to talk about today, but we still had to do it because it's 41.
It's going to be a rant, boring, filler podcast.
Give me all your love. Give me all your love.
Yeah.
So, why is it Give Me All Your Love? Because of the White Snake song.
White Snake.
And because I want to apologize to those that I offended. I guess I offended some people, man.
Apparently.
And I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to.
Yeah.
I never do.
Some sensitive people. Perhaps.
But the people that know me know that I'm a straight shooter. So whatever I feel, I say.
Yep.
And you will never, ever hear me say anything to anyone that I would not say to your face. So with that said, I still maintain my theory about what I said regarding the posts and everything else. But with that said, I apologize if I came across like being too aggressive. My tone was pretty harsh. I was frustrated.
You definitely shared your point of view, just perhaps a bit too forward about it.
And I was frustrated. And, you know, it was nothing personal against that one guy.
Right.
So please don't think that, because that was not the case.
Right.
And in retrospect, thinking about that one particular post, there was really nothing wrong about that post. In fact, I do agree with some of the comments that it was actually good that he posted that, because other people can look for that and make sure it's something that's happening to them.
Sure.
But my whole rant was more generalized about like that constant urge to go and post problems that before going through the proper channels to try to correct the problems.
Right.
Now, if you go through the proper channels and you correct the problem, and then you go back and you post about it and you say, hey, I had this issue, I contacted SAB or Mikado or BK or whomever it is, Align, and they're taking care of me, or they're not taking care of me. They told me to go screw myself. Or, no, they are taking care of me, it's awesome, but I just wanted to share my experience with you.
Right.
That is different. Right. That is different. That is sharing your experience that could potentially help somebody else, give them a heads up that maybe the same thing could happen to them. It could give them a heads up about how good or how bad a customer service they will encounter if it happens to them. It's sharing information, which I think is good. The problem I have, once again, and I'll never repeat this ever again, is the going there and presenting a case in front of everybody before you try to address it through the proper channels. That's
right,
all.
Right. Just
what do you think?
This is the last time we'll ever talk about anything regarding hangout drama or anything of this nature. But seriously, guys, if you have a problem, please, first and foremost, contact the manufacturer, the dealer, the distributor, whatever it is, and get their input first. If they tell you to go screw yourself, then that's the case. If they help you out, then even better. But seriously, please try and reach out to the manufacturer, the distributor, before you go on Facebook and flame them. I know that guy was not flaming people. He was just trying to have people be aware of a potential future issue, which is totally fine. And, nothing wrong with that, but just please exercise the proper way of following up with an issue.
Yeah, and again, I really didn't mean anything against that particular guy, that particular pilot, or you know, anything like that. I was just kind of frustrated because I see that trend getting worse and worse and continuing to happen, and it doesn't seem that it's coming to an end. It's getting worse.
Right.
But like Kyle said, we have made a decision before we started recording that we will not ever again say anything that has to do with this topic or the hangout. I feel like we're across the last 41 episodes, or you know, 40 plus this one, we have expressed our opinion with regards to this topic one too many times. Even Kyle Dole was on the show and we discussed nothing but that. So I don't want to keep harping on a topic that apparently has no no solution.
No change, yeah.
But we've made ourselves clear. And again, if there's anyone that that I offended for one reason or another, it wasn't my intent. Mm-hmm. I just want the hobby, as I've said before, to continue and to grow again. Instead of get smaller and smaller like we've been seeing in recent years.
Yeah.
And I think one of the ways to encourage that growth is to be positive. So let's just start, you know, with us first. We're going to start being more positive and stop criticizing people that are doing these kinds of things. Again, we our point has been sent across, right? It's all said and done. Good.
Our feelings have been shared, so
it's
all good. It's all good.
So
what's been
new?
What's new? What's been going on in this world? And you gonna go or am I gonna go?
It was a great weekend. It was a great weekend. What do you think of the weekend?
The weekend was awesome. Our very, very good friend Paul Andreoli came to town. Paul is someone who used to live down in this neck of the woods. He was going to Embry-Riddle in Daytona Beach. He and I got really close as friends. I've known Paul for probably 10 years now. And it was at the point where he would drive all the way from Daytona to Orlando to stay at my apartment every single weekend when he was here. He'd come over, we'd hang out, have a good time, fly, just joke around. He and I were real close. And he moved back to New York for a job, which it's all good. If he wants to abandon his friends for bettering his life, it's fine. It's fine. I'll get over it.
No, man. The episode is called Give Me All Your Love, man.
No, he moved back to take a job, so that's awesome. Good for him. But he came back down for the weekend, and he stayed with me, and it was fun. We flew all day Saturday. Bert came out. We had a great time. We were helping Paul get ready for the XFC in Champaign, I think it is. Champaign,
How do you think Paul's doing?
Man. Paul is what I call a contrarian. He will argue you about everything. If you tell him that 2 + 2 = 4, he will give you a reason that it actually equals 5. So he came down like, dude, I got all the set maneuvers nailed. And then we put him to the test, and we found that wasn't quite the case. But I'm very proud of him. Monday night when he left, he was looking a lot better. His no maneuvers are coming together. He was doing pretty good. But
nice.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, Bert and I worked with him on Saturday and put him through the ringer for sure.
Cool stuff. Good stuff. As you said, Saturday was awesome. We spent the entire day at the field. I actually even tried some XFC maneuvers myself.
You did pretty good. The first time around you were
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
But after 5 or 6 times it was looking pretty clean. Yeah,
not too bad. So yeah. I haven't done anything like that in at least probably 9 years, I would say. 8 or 9 years.
Your last competition was 2010?
10, probably, yeah, something like that. So that was cool. That was interesting. And then Sunday we had a barbecue at the house. That was an awesome day.
That was so cool, yeah.
We got to shoot some guns, and we got in the pool. We barbecued. Mm-hmm. We ate some good German stuff that our friend Klaus brought us.
Yep.
And we flew in. Well, you guys flew. I didn't.
Right.
You want to talk a little bit about the flying and Paul?
So the crew that was there is, I had known everyone for 10 years now. So it's all the people that we've been flying with and hanging out with for years. But one of Bert's riding buddies named Klaus came over to the house. Klaus came over to the house, that rhymes. And he's never seen a heli fly. So I charged up the Kraken and flew it in the backyard and just had a good time just showing him what it did. And Paul was like, oh, I can do that too. And he got out his logo and started flying in the backyard. Now, mind you, we were totally sober, just hanging out. We were eating food, just having a good time. And Paul and I were just flying in the backyard. And Klaus came out and started videotaping Paul. Yeah. And Paul just drove that thing in the ground.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. He was doing his little spinning maneuver.
But we were having fun because there's no question that, you know, I mean, I think Paul had a beer or two or whatever it was.
Yeah,
like
but
a big deal.
Was not,
but,
yeah.
But in the beginning of the video, you made a comment. Oh, he's like, because somebody made a comment about, like, he's drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
And you made a comment, oh, yeah, he's destroyed. And, like, he really
was. He was not at all. Like, he had, a beer. And I was just, I didn't know that it was going to get posted. It was just a mess with Paul.
No, we were just having fun.
I thought
fun.
We were going to share it together. Yeah.
Yeah. But exactly.
He was totally sober. But he made a total noob mistake. He exited maneuver with no plan what to do afterwards and just crashed it in the ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we made fun of him pretty good after that.
Absolutely, but it was fun. Yeah. Fun.
Good times.
Weekend.
We're very American. We thanked the soldiers who lost their lives on this day by shooting a Desert Eagle at your targets in the backyard.
Absolutely.
Nothing more American than that right there.
Absolutely.
Very
cool.
No doubt.
And then Monday I went riding. You went flying again?
Yep. Yep.
So I had guns, motorcycles, and helis, my three favorite hobbies, all in the same weekend. That was awesome.
You nailed it. Dude, how hot was it on Monday?
How hot was every day?
It was terrible.
How hot was Sunday and Saturday? It's been in the upper 90s.
It was gross. I think Monday was 98.
And no rain. No rain in sight. No rain.
Yeah. Probably about 40-ish percent humidity. So it's absolutely terrible outside right now. Absolutely terrible.
I think Sunday was the worst. No, you're right. Monday was the worst day. Because we went riding, and we were coming back home at about 2 o'clock, 2:30, and my bike was registering anywhere between 98 and 101.
Really?
If I was in the sun, it went up to 101, 102. If I was like in shaded roads, it went down to like 98. It was horrible. Like there was 3 days prior to that, you would be riding and you would, like, the last time I went riding, like a week prior to that, it was hot, but the air was cool.
Right.
And it cooled you off as you were going 50, 60 miles an hour.
Right.
But Monday, it was like having a blow dryer just blowing all over you, no matter what speed you were. The faster, the worse, I think it was getting. It was like just hot air.
Because it's not a refreshing air. It's just,
correct.
It's
hot, terrible, really awful. So
Paul and I got to the field on Monday. We're like, why are we here right now? It was awful. I was just for safety. I trust all the equipment. I fly 110%, but I did every flight with the canopy off just because it was that hot. Like no matter what you fly, things just... things warm up.
And I honestly don't. You got to do your practice in the mornings like you did this morning. Honestly, I don't think that going in the evenings for now is going to be a good idea until we start getting the rain showers. The temperature is actually going to go down.
Right.
Because we get more cloud cover and we get like more humidity and a little bit of rain in the afternoon. And but right now it's just like not a single cloud. Like I'm looking outside. There's not one cloud in the sky. But for the record, this is recorded as of the end of the day on Wednesday, right before being uploaded. So,
and the weather says it is 94 outside right now. 94.
Yeah, but it feels like 100 because of the humidity or something. It's like crazy.
It's stupid.
The real feel is probably 102 or something stupid.
Yeah, it's out of control. No wind, no refreshing breeze, nothing. Just relentless sun.
Anyway, so we thank all you guys that supported BK Hobbies during the Memorial Day holiday weekend sale. We did pretty decent. We did make one mistake. You want to talk about that now?
So
and we just forgot.
We did a little video sometime last week, I want to say Wednesday or Thursday. Did a video saying like, hey guys, we're running a Memorial Day sale. Unfortunately, a lot of stuff is out of stock right now, but however, you can still place your order with the coupon code and get your discount on BK and Switchblade's products. However, back orders were set up for BK Servo and not for Switch. So if you tried to order Switch Blades, you probably got a nice little error that said, unfortunately, these are out of stock.
Yeah. And just to explain it very briefly, we accept back orders from some products and not on others.
Right.
Because we accept back orders on products that we have 100% control of in terms of like knowing exactly when we're getting when we're getting them and how many we're getting. Not to say anything bad about Switch, but it takes the factory quite a bit of time, actually a long time to produce batch.
Very long lead time.
Yeah, sometimes it's like 6 weeks, sometimes it's even up to 10 weeks.
Yeah.
So unless we know exactly what we're getting and when we're getting it, we don't like to accept back orders because it is unfair to you to pay for, say, 3 sets of blades and then have to wait 2.5 months for them to get here.
Yeah. No
so kidding. Because of that reason, we don't accept pre-orders on Switch. But we were going to turn it on because we know we're getting a shipment, and we just totally dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Absolute 100% honest mistake. We forgot.
I remember we were talking about it on Friday, like, oh, we got to turn that on. And then, whoops.
So the reason why we're sharing this with you is because we're going to do a one day, 10% sale on Switchblades.
Yep.
We're just waiting for them to arrive, and then we'll make a post on the website and send an email to all of you guys that are registered with us. Subscribe to our email, and then we'll do a one day 10% Switchblade sale. So you can take advantage of the 10% on Switch that we were too stupid to give to you last weekend. So
yeah.
Anyway,
so if you have a set of Switchblades that you want to try on a machine, just wait a few more days. They'll be here in no time.
Yeah.
Be sweet.
So What is this Kraken promo thing?
Remember last week we hinted at a Kraken promotional thing
coming up? Yeah.
We're going to release some information and some videos. A cool way to...
When are we going
to
get that done? Tomorrow? When are we getting it done?
We should do it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. In this heat? No, thank you.
I do it inside the shop.
No, it has to be a professional production. Anyway, stay tuned because you can win a Kraken.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled on the BK page. One of these days. Yeah. The BK Hobbies page, the BK Official. We're going to share some cool stuff. Maybe a nice little way to win something sweet. We'll see.
I agree.
What?
I agree.
Double fisted.
Yeah.
What else? What else do we got?
Kraken promo. Okay, so you want to talk a little bit about Urcha? So we'll talk about Ex Nova Motor video.
No, we'll get to that later.
Do we?
Maybe. We'll see. Some drama. No drama. Uh-oh. Okay, so last week we posed a question to you guys wondering, what does it change in your eyes if a company sponsors Urcha, or any event for that matter, if a company sponsors an event or not? Or would you rather them take the money and put it back into the company or into innovation or whatever? So we posed the question to you guys. We got some great feedback. A lot of you said, we don't care what you do sponsor-wise. Just, you know, come hang out on the flight line with us and fly. And some of you guys mentioned that you like seeing the tent and the banners and, you know, showing up in full force. So what we have ended up doing is we are now a platinum, top-of-the-line sponsor.
We couldn't go any higher level, I guess.
Yeah, we're all the way up. Yeah. Highest level sponsor for Urcha now on behalf of BK Hobbies and SAB USA.
Yeah.
We're supporting the Urcha event in full bore.
Yeah.
100%.
Couldn't support it any better.
Yes. So, one of the cool perks to that, I'm excited about this right here. One of the cool perks is the Urcha board has allowed us to have quote-unquote Goblin Day on Thursday.
So, it's really not a day. It hasn't been determined yet. It'll be more than likely afternoon.
Afternoon, something. Yeah.
It won't be the entire day. Just.
Because they've
offered, but that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
Well, and you know, there's other things we need to be doing while there and stuff like that. But what that means is we have the use of center stage, and our main idea is not necessarily to do demos because you guys have seen demos a million times. Our main idea is to have some kind of seminar, like an open style seminar, where we will be at center stage, and anybody that has a question about a helicopter, they can come and ask, or they can bring their helis and we can help them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we can, perhaps, it's not guaranteed, but we perhaps could do a little bit of buddy boxing for those who have not tried certain Goblin helicopters like a Kraken, for example, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it sounds pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it.
It's sweet. Yeah. If you're at Urcha, if you're going to come to Urcha, check it out. I mean, you have, besides Enrico, you have the two best people in the world to answer any Goblin question. Bert and myself probably have more hours logged on Goblins than probably anyone else in the world at this point. So if you have any questions at all, come hang out with us on Thursday. We'll be able to answer it. If you have some wrenching help you need, or
and if you don't, just come and hang out and sit down and spend some time. We'll be playing some music and chilling, and
we'll be
Kyle
flying.
Will go out there and fly on occasion, and so will I, so will our team, and we'll stop and help people, and it'll be a very informal,
just like a barbecue party.
But without the barbecue.
Without the barbecue.
Yeah,
backyard party.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's Thursday. We haven't decided a time or anything. This is all very new to us.
Yeah, we'll make announcements for all that. Absolutely. Yeah,
it'll be very, very known. Don't worry.
Yeah. And then, of course, we'll do our demos, which are yet to be determined the exact time.
Right.
And you're going to compete at the Battle of the Brands.
I am. Well, it sounds like we're doing demos right before the Battle of the Brands. So fly the backup and then the demos, and then pile that thing in during Battle of the Brands. No, it'll be fun. We'll put together a cool little routine and... see what happens.
Nice.
Yep.
What about so that seals it for the Urcha thing, and there's more cool stuff. There's more about Urcha, a lot more about Urcha that we're gonna talk about later on, because we also have some other ideas, really cool stuff.
Right.
I don't know that we're allowed to talk about it yet. We were just talking to Susie about earlier. I don't know that we should mention that yet.
Not yet.
So, but soon. So, what else you got?
I think we should probably address some of the Kraken-related things, do you think?
Kraken problems.
Kraken problems, per se?
Yeah, some people have called, and a lot of people, the people that don't have Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of those people still listen to the podcast.
Sure.
They download it through the website direct, or, you know, they get it on iTunes or Podbean or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised because we've had a fair share of phone calls and emails and stuff asking about some of these issues.
Yeah.
And they're all very minor problems.
Mm-hmm.
But if those people were on Facebook, they'd probably be aware, because if you, first and foremost, if you are a Goblin Kraken owner,
mm-hmm.
You should head on over to the group called
Goblin Kraken Official.
Goblin Kraken Official.
Yep.
If you search it just like that, you'll come across it.
Yep.
And request to become a member, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you request to become a member and ask you a question, what your serial number is.
Yeah.
You punch in the serial number, and then one of the moderators, either myself or Enrico, one of the owners of SAB, will check out to make sure that serial number actually exists. And then you'll be allowed into the group, and you can check out announcements, posts, set up stuff, or even ask some questions and get some feedback that way.
Yeah, and if you belong to that group, you would know right off the bat about these issues, because mm-hmm. they've been addressed
mm-hmm.
More than once.
Right.
But we're gonna discuss them very briefly,
yeah.
Just to give you an idea in case you have not been to the group, or and you have a Kraken and you're seeing some of these problems, but and you're in doubt and you don't know what to do or mm-hmm. whatever. So
the first one has to do with the swash plate, the spherical ball that the main shaft goes through. It's actually a bearing, and the ball goes into the bearing. Unfortunately, the hole for the ball to fit into was not drilled straight on every single kit. So a hand select few got bad bearings, but the majority of them were just fine. And the problem that you'll see is if you take the blades off the helicopter and spin up the head, if you look at the swash plate pin, it's going to move forward and backwards. Like, it's not running true. What this means is you might see a little vibration. You will not see any negative tendencies while flying. You mainly just see the swash moving around when it's spinning up. So contact your distributor if you're in the U.S. Get a hold of SAB USA. We'll get you taken care of. If you're out of the country, find your distributor and they'll send you a new swash ball. It's really easy. You just take the four screws off the top of the swash, drop the new ball in, close it up, you're good to go. But yeah, it's just unfortunate because that's the same ball that's been used since the beginning.
And that's what I was going to say. It's really not a Kraken problem.
It's not. It would have happened to if the Kraken didn't come out, it would have happened whatever it was coming
correct.
Out.
It just so happened that it came to that point in time when SAB had to order more of these bearings
mm-hmm.
from their vendor, because SAB makes the swashes in-house.
Mm-hmm.
Everything CNC and carbon is made in-house, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, bearings and bolts and things like that come from a vendor. So they got the bearings from the vendor. It's the same vendor that's been supplying the same bearing since, like, 2014 or 15. There was one change in the swash.
Right.
Remember?
Yep.
And ever since that change, it's been the same bearing. And it just so happened that they got a bunch of these bat bearings. So, again, it could have happened to any other model. It could have happened to the Drake or the 770 or whatever. It just so happened that the batch of bat bearings arrived at the time of the release of the Kraken. So,
right.
But there's
no need to panic. Like, it's not going to crash your heli.
No, and it's not. People think that it'll make your heli vibrate, and I truly, honestly don't think it does. Because
no.
I've talked to people that have the issue, and they found out after the fact because they removed the blades, and they spooled up the helicopter without blades on the bench. And that's when they noticed that the swash was moving a little bit left to right or
right.
whatever. But, or back and forth, I don't know. It depends on how the bearing is turning, of course, and how
right.
it's mounted on the swash.
Right.
But those people were flying before this happened, and they didn't know that there was an issue.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So I don't think it affects anything. I really don't.
It does not.
But obviously, you should have the right bearing just as a matter of principle.
Yeah.
So just contact your distributor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the United States, that would be us.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Europe, depending on your country, I recommend you contact the hobby shop you purchase your Kraken from. They'd be able to help you themselves or refer you to their distributor for assistance, right?
Yep, but check it out.
The other problem is we've had some comments about some flight controllers reporting high vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all know that the V-bar is extremely sensitive when it comes to that. So every single Neo that I've ever owned, and even the older V-Bars, the mini V-Bar, the blue line, the silver line, they've always, always shown extreme vibration levels to me. Mm-hmm. Perhaps because I generally fly at very high head speeds.
And right?
I used to fly, and I think the high head speed has a lot to do with it too. Mm-hmm. And of course the aggression, and when you combine both, it's even worse. But I remember I used to have those vibration errors back in my T-Rex days. When I had my T-Rex 700E, I had vibration errors. My 700E at some point was flying at 2300 or something stupid, right? Towards the end of my T-Rex days. Mm-hmm. There was a point in time when you were flying more conservative head speeds on your Goblins, and I was flying 14S at freaking 2500.
Yeah.
So I've always flown really high head speed. No question you're going to have those extreme vibration, quote unquote, mm-hmm. errors on a V-bar doing that. Mm-hmm. You're going to have them when you fly aggressively too. Mm-hmm. The best way to know if you really truly what the situation is to test that in a hover. Mm-hmm. You can't really tell what a vibration. Please, when you're doing 3D and rolls and TikToks and flying fast and using collective and cyclic, of course you're going to induce vibrations that are outside of the normal, right? Baseline for that model, right?
Well, I mean, Mikado has theoretically calibrated that analyzer based on a certain kind of flying and certain kind of RPM. So if you're not exactly flying that helicopter at that RPM, the analyzer's not going to be accurate.
Yeah.
So if you're doing something with a bunch of pitch and cyclic and the blades are loading up and farting, yeah, it's going to transfer and the V-board's going to think, uh-oh, something's going on, when really nothing is happening.
Yeah.
I mean, nitro, electric, big, small, all my stuff has read those errors and I just ignore it.
Yeah, and I flew the Drake the other day, remember? A week ago or so at the field.
Yep.
And my Drake was doing the exact same thing. It's like extreme vibration, extreme vibration, extreme vibration.
Yeah.
But my point is, if you're seeing that error is and your heli is flying well, mm-hmm. and you don't and everything is okay, just don't worry about it. Like,
unless you see like
an actual visible problem. Yeah, yeah, a visible vibration.
Yeah.
Then don't worry about it. The Kraken is perhaps the most rigid helicopter you can have out on the market, like mm-hmm. you can buy today.
Yeah,
there's no flex
anywhere. Yeah,
there's zero flex because your head is attached to your main transmission box, which is all aluminum, mm-hmm. which is attached to your main plate, mm-hmm. which is all aluminum, mm-hmm. and your motor is all connected to that, your ESC. The only thing that can, you know, ESC can vibrate a little bit because it has the sacrificial plastic mount, right? But everything else is absolutely super rigid. Mm-hmm. So any high frequency, you know, helicopters have a certain baseline for a certain frequency that's inherent to them, right? And every model is different. Every model will reach a different frequency, per se. Mm-hmm. But they all have it. They have to have it.
Yeah.
You know, they're spooled up, right?
Everything will vibrate.
Yeah, and because I honestly believe that because of how rigid this thing is, that that vibration will transfer easier down to your flight controller. But again, as long as you don't have any symptoms of problems or anything, there's nothing to be worried about.
Don't worry about
it. So I don't consider that a problem in my eyes at all. So
I just think it's coming up because it's a new machine and people are being critical. And
yeah, of course. It,
which is fine.
You know, it's the nature of the beast, man. It's again, it's a very stiff... Yeah. Very different kind of airframe, right?
Yeah. And I'm glad people are pointing it out. It helps create awareness for maybe other problems that people are having, but I can assure you, if you're seeing extreme vibration on your V-bar log, just tune it out.
Now, if your model is drifting, right, you want to talk about that, then that's a different story.
The drifting thing is something that is a totally different animal all in itself. This is not to talk bad about absolutely any components out there, but... We have SAB in its entirety has seen a few cases where V-Bar Neos mounted in metal cases can create a drift. And all mm-hmm. they did was simply switch back to a plastic case and the drift went away. I don't know why. I don't know how. I've flown mine with a metal case. Never saw a drift. Bert is flying his with a metal case. It does not drift. Paul Andreoli is flying his with a metal case. It does not drift. I don't know why.
We've heard of a handful that are drifting and that have corrected themselves by switching from the metal case mm-hmm. to the plastic case.
Right.
Now I know the V bar brand, the Mikado original brand aluminum case, does not have any kind of dampening built in, right?
Right, that's correct.
Whereas the Lynx version has some kind of rubber. It's like a little rubber boot
that the board sits on.
The board sits on, so it's a little bit dampened.
Yeah,
I. Not to say the Mikado's not worth getting. I'm just thinking, I've also heard, I'm thinking of this because I've also heard some people say, oh, I switched from the Mikado aluminum case to the Lynx aluminum case and my problem went away.
Right.
Or I switched from the Mikado aluminum case to the plastic Mikado case. And it's fine.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no... We don't really understand what is happening here.
Right. Because there's also people using the Mikado metal case and no problems.
Correct. So, we don't know what the problem is, but we certainly think that it has something to do with perhaps how resilient... It's. I have a feeling that the Neo is reaching a certain frequency, right? That is making it drift.
Right.
If I could... A certain vibration frequency.
Right.
That is too high... it's very, very high frequency, so you can't see it with the naked eye.
Right.
But it's there, and it only seems to be affecting the Neo.
Correct.
It's not affecting any other flight controller. We know of people flying the Futaba system, the MSH and Icon and
Axon,
the Axon, yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But it only seems to be affecting the Neo. Not to say that the Neo is inferior. It's just finding some in there that is affecting it. But again. Every time we've seen the issue, if they go back to the plastic case, it fixes the issue, right?
Right.
Another way to fix it is that I've also seen people do is, like you have here on the notes, is two layers of the 3M tape.
Yep.
Or even people using the Futaba tape. The Futaba tape, for all of you that are old school, we call the Futaba tape this. It's like a thicker, softer type of double-sided tape.
Yeah.
Instead of using that thin, strong...
It's black, right?
I thought the Futaba tape, yeah, it's like a foam dark gray tape. To black color.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, with like it looks like a paper. The backing you peel off. Yeah, the backing that you peel off is like a paper brownish color.
Right.
Instead of using that red, most people in the U.S. Are using that red backing gray 3M tape that is really thin and really good because it's easy to remove too. It sticks well, but when it comes time to remove it, it doesn't leave a lot of residue behind, and it's impossible to get rid of. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But so tape makes a difference too. So it's something about that finding that right frequency, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you absolutely try different tape, different cases, different everything, and you cannot eliminate it, reach out to your distributor. SAB created some aluminum flybrawless mounts just to try, and that is like the end all.
It's a good way to experiment. I don't know that you need it.
I don't think you need it. You and I are both flying the carbon stock.
We're flying the carbon stock ones.
Yeah.
And we have zero problems. Never.
Zero.
We haven't had any issues since day one. I mean, your model was way earlier version than mine, and mine was an early version.
Mm-hmm.
And I built mine, and I went fluent from flight number one. It was fine. It was fine.
Yeah, yours is considered production, but it was ahead.
I agree. Like if you have that problem, please try. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have a Neo, please try to go back to your plastic case if you are not already running your plastic case.
Yeah.
And or try thicker tape, and if that all fails, contact your distributor.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to help you if you're in the U.S., but if you're not, we cannot help you.
Right.
So contact your distributor, and then you know we can take it from there. I know SAB has those as an option that plate that can help us diagnose if that. But that you know, in my opinion, I don't know how that would help because all that's changing is the frequency. Of the vibration, because I think it's just, I keep insisting, I think the helicopter is just very, very rigid.
Yeah.
And you have to create a form of dampening on your flight controller, and that form of dampening probably has to come from the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you going to get it from, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back in the day with the, you remember back in the gyro days that the thickness of the tape actually made a difference on like tail performance.
Yeah, big time. Big
and
time.
We don't think about tape anymore, do we?
I don't. I use the 3M tape I get at Ace Hardware. Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody cares. Everybody just freaking slaps on some tape and goes flies. But I remember back in the flybar days, tape was important.
Yeah.
I mean, I had I think I was using that with the Futaba, old school Futaba. Was it the 501?
601 or 611?
With a 601, which was a big ass sensor with a separate controller, mm-hmm. I had to use the Futaba tape.
Because
if not, I had a little bit of a tail drift. Mm-hmm. And it was actually like a tail drift. To where like you'd be hovering and the tail would be drifting very slowly. And I mean, it would take, you know, 2 minutes to do a pirouette. I mean, it was super slow, but there was a tail drift. And if you change the tape, you could make it stop or you can make it come back. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is not unusual that you would have that as a result of some kind of high frequency vibration. So yeah,
totally normal.
What else?
The grease. So for those of you that are unfamiliar with the goblin.
That's not a problem.
It's not a problem, but we're going to just address it anyway.
That's not a problem.
the transmission kit or transmission box in the Kraken that houses all the gears, it might leak grease on the first 10 to 15 flights. The reason behind this is very simple. When the factory was building those, because those kits come, pre-assembled from the factory. When they assembled them, they put too much grease in them. And when you fly it, it leaks out one of the bearings. Very simple. After 10 to 15 flights, the leaking will stop and it'll work just fine. So the factory just overfilled them. Yours might leak. After 10, 15, 20 flights, the leaking will stop and you'll be good to go. But batch two, it'll be fully addressed. Like Bird said, it's not an issue. It's just going to leak. All you got to do is clean it up and then just wait for it to stop. I assure you it will stop at some point. Very simple. Just fly it, clean it, and then you're good to go. But if you're buying a batch 2 Kraken, then no worries. It has since been addressed. Nothing to worry about at all. Right?
Yeah, I guess. It's not a problem. Okay?
It's not. It's just we've seen a lot of reports and gotten a lot of phone calls about it. So just something worth mentioning. But the last problem or thing to note that I can think of is if you build the head completely stock and you go to fly it and it's shaking or wobbling visibly in flight, do not panic. It is likely just due to very, very tight dampening because the dampening on the Kraken is incredibly, incredibly rigid. Obviously, use your best judgment. If you think it's going to fall out of the air, then land and take a look at it. But if it's doing a very fast kind of small wobble, just fly it. Let everything seat. There's radio bearings you have to seat. And there's thrust bearings you have to seat.
If it's not too aggressive. If it's not too aggressive.
Right.
If it's too aggressive, it could do some harm.
Right.
But increase the head speed.
You could be in the head speed range where it wobbles.
Yeah. And if you run out of head speed to increase it, then maybe you need a bigger pulley on your motor, depending on your gear ratio, right?
Right.
On your motor KV and depending on your motor KV.
Right.
So
just keep an eye on that. If it's wobbling while in the first few flights, everything probably just has the seat wearing a little bit. The head is compromised of a plastic dampener, a stopping dampener, as well as some O-rings, and they all have to seat and wear in a little bit, so don't panic. If it never goes away, what you can do is remove one of the very thin, like 0.1 millimeter shims from each side of the rotor head to loosen up the damping a little bit. Unfortunately, it's kind of all relative per base, per kit, because mine is built quote-unquote stock, and it never bobbled.
So you have two shims up in the head.
You have...
Well, technically, one.
You have two kinds of shims. You have a
thick one and a thin one.
You have like a millimeter shim and then like a point one millimeter shim, yes. Mm-hmm. And the manual even states you might have to adjust the dampening if it's bobbling or wobbling or, you know, to suit your flying style. So if you see that, don't panic. Of course, unless it is panic worthy, which it probably is not, but we've gotten a few phone calls about that. So just trying to let it wear in and then be good to go.
Any more issues?
No. The thing is...
No. I don't think there's any issues. Oh, yes. Mm. I almost forget one more issue.
Uh-oh.
The battery tray.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot about that myself.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Because I don't think that's an issue, but... it is to some people.
It is and it is not. What do you think?
It depends on the can I say this word?
No.
Analness of the pilot.
Oh boy.
For me, I think it's okay. I didn't even notice it until somebody brought it to my attention.
Yeah.
But I don't know, plastic expands and contracts, right? Not only during the manufacturing process of you're talking about a mold, right?
Yeah.
It has to reach a certain temperature in a certain amount of time, cool off in a certain amount of time. If not, you know, dimensionally it changes, right?
Sure.
But also, in the heat, and after it's been manufactured, like as a piece of plastic, mm-hmm. it'll contract and shrink, and it'll expand and contract depending on the temperature and everything else.
Right.
I think that the play that we see, the slop that we see, what we're talking about here is like when you insert the battery into the battery tray, when you insert the battery with the battery tray into the helicopter, you will notice a little bit of play back and forth, side to side, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's normal. You're talking, I don't know, a millimeter, something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
It's very small, whatever it is. Maybe a handful of millimeters.
I think it's like 1 to 1.5 millimeters front back and like a little bit under one side to side. It's really, really, really little.
Yeah.
It's not enough by any means to create a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be over time. Over time, I think SAB is going to tighten the tolerances on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's a problem. But I feel like we need to bring it up because we've heard of a few people commenting about it and mm-hmm. and asking, well, why is my battery tray sloppy or something?
And there's two fixes right now that you can do. So on the helicopter side, the slotting battery tray side, what you can do is there's that carbon piece that is the block, the piece that keeps the battery tray installed. If you loosen those two, I think they're 1.5 millimeter screws, the flatheads, if you loosen those both and push the stop towards the rear of the helicopter and retighten the screws, that can help take up some dampening or help take up some slack so there's no play. Another option you can do is after the battery's in, put a battery strap around the entire system. So underneath the ESC, around the battery, and then crank down the strap. That'll stop the battery from going anywhere, if it bothers you.
I haven't done neither one. No, I haven't done anything. Right. And I have a little bit of slop,
mm-hmm.
and I think I have 100 flights, since day one.
Right.
And never an issue.
Right.
How many flights do you have on yours?
300, 400.
You have probably about 250.
Probably.
Yeah. I have about 117, I think, is the last time I counted.
No, 118. Yeah, 118, because you did one today. But,
I didn't fly today.
Yeah, you did.
No, I told you I did, but I lied.
Oh,
last time
nice.
I flew was when I flew my Nitro 2 Sundays ago.
Did
in
you?
In the backyard, yeah.
The
Sunday before Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Frank Bordeaux. You're not getting his nitro.
Sorry, Frank. Yeah. Anyway, keep sending me pictures, Frank, of your arepas in the morning. Not good.
Yeah, so those are just the things on the Kraken in general. I think they're very minute, not very big deal. Nothing too major here. The battery tray is probably the biggest thing, and it's not even a thing, in my opinion. But those are just two options you can do to tighten it up in the meantime.
The battery tray.
The battery tray slop. Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. But after recording, I just got a nice little text on my phone that Kraken number 2 was delivered at the shop.
Nice.
Like 200 feet away from
me. Right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So my Kraken kit.
You told me you weren't excited about this. You said you didn't care anymore.
Ah, no need.
You were frustrated.
That's fine.
No, you're very excited.
No, I don't care.
Like Ray would say, you have a chubby over the Kraken number 2. Talking about Ray, we need to finish this thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When are we going to finish it?
Finish
the
what?
Bill video.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we keep delaying it just to bother him because mm-hmm. we know it's...
Ray,
wants
sorry,
it.
Buddy. You have to wait.
Yeah. You'll get it someday there, Mr. Wang. Just not tomorrow.
So Ray Mori has been kind enough. Should we even talk about this? Because then this is a big commitment.
We have to do it anyway, so it's fine.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
We can disclose this? Okay.
Go for it.
So Ray Mori, Chicken Wing, if you guys remember Smack Talk.
Ray Mori Jr., the junior's
Ray
important.
Ray Mori Jr., yes. Yeah. Junior, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, junior. He has been kind enough to let us borrow his Kraken that's in a box. It's been sitting in the box for 3 weeks now, 2 weeks, to do a bill video.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can do a build video for you guys because you guys wanted a build video.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get it.
Yep.
What do you think?
It's coming at you. We're going to show you. It. I don't think it's going to be as in-depth as...
I'm very excited about this build video. I love doing build videos. They're awesome. Yeah.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
It's not going to be as in-depth as your 500 build series video.
Oh, it will be. Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
All the way down to like putting Loctite on the screws and showing all that?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let me handle it. Yeah.
I thought I was doing it.
You're doing it too.
I think I'll do like a rotor head and you'll do the tail rotor. You'll do the transmission. Yeah. I'll do the mainframe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else? Should we call somebody?
Who should we call? Gator. He called you earlier and he hung up out of nowhere.
Oh, very, boy. This is going to be dangerous.
Yeah. You don't know what he's going to say.
Alrighty. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Fucker.
You're on podcast. You're live.
Really? Get out of here.
No, that's serious. I know I've been trying to call you, but I've been busy and now I'm recording. What do you say?
How are you, my friend? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I like the way I answered the phone first, though, huh?
Well, we're recording. We've been recording for, I don't know, 45 minutes, and we're about done. But we felt like we needed to call your sweet voice to enlighten the end of the podcast. You know what the title of this one is?
Let's see. Crash is Made Easy?
No. The title is Give Me All Your Love.
Give me all your love. Oh, my God. I can start singing.
Well, last week we had a lot of negativity, right? And I think I offended more than one person, I was told. So,
really?
Yeah, I was a little aggressive, they say, I guess. I don't know.
I didn't feel like you were aggressive. I listened to it.
It's because, Gator, you're aggressive too.
No, I was seriously. Some people thought I was aggressive and this and that, and I really didn't mean to be. So this week we're just being positive and playful and happy and, yeah.
Playful and happy. My two middle names.
So do you have something to say? Do you have something to say to the listeners?
Oh, gosh. You know, you picked a day, my friend, that's been a little crazy. Okay, you know, let me see. What can I say?
Hold on. For the listeners that don't believe this is 1,000% not staged in any way, shape, or form.
And I'm not going to bore you with what my day is like, except being in South Florida, the AC in my office went out, right?
Oh.
So it was actually cooler outside me in 95 degrees than it was in my fucking office. Okay? And I'm going to say it like that because most of the people that are going to listen to the podcast know me well enough to say, it is fucking hot in this office right now.
Is it as hot down there as it is up? It's terrible up here. It's really bad.
Oh, it's 95 degrees. It's 95 degrees down here. And I think the humidity is at 96% or some crazy shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we choose this. We choose this life. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But it is sunny outside. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Last weekend was lovely. Lovely. And I think we do need to be more positive in life. Look, okay. Here is the thing. Who is the one that always looks at everything, try to anyways, that the glass is half full, right?
Me. You're always thinking half empty.
Listen, one of the reasons you and I are so close is because we're so opposite, okay? You are so the glass is half empty, and I am so the glass is half full, that we balance each other out.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt.
I need the negativity from you to bring me down, and you need the positivity from me to bring you up.
Yes, no doubt. So we can be in balance. It's a balance. No doubt.
It's a balance. Now, Kyle is stuck in the middle. So he's all fucking confused, okay? He's going to need medication. He's going to need therapy. He's
going to
need something. See,
oh, my God. Oh my God.
He's going to be laying on the couch, and his doctor is going to say, "So, Mr. Stacey, can you please tell me where it all started?" Well, doctor, let me tell you. And that's going to cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. for him to try to figure out. But we know what it is. We know it's the craziness that you and I caused, okay, in his life that also makes him fly so aggressively.
Yes. Fly, that's why he's right? getting better. That's why he's been getting better, too.
Yeah, exactly. And I think actually you and I should take some of the credit for that. That aggression that he beats the living dog shit out of every helicopter he flies, right? It's partially because of his mental imbalance caused by you and me.
The negativity, and then especially back in the day when you would come to the shop for days at a time, and I would be an asshole, and you would be this cheerful guy, right? Very right. confusing yes. times. Very confusing times. Good or bad, positive, negative. Half full, right. half empty.
Yeah. Exactly. And we'd look at him, and he would be so confused, and we'd say, Kyle, what's wrong?
You're like, being the, you're being picked on now, Kyle. Now, Gator, yes. do a sales pitch. For the event, I know it's way early, but you have got to do it. You have to do it. Yeah.
You're right. You know what? Listen, just so everybody, and last week, thank you both of you for mentioning, you know, the Winter Bash is coming. You, of course, Mr. Negativity, no need, no need. We don't need an event. We don't need an event.
We don't, but we're doing it. We're doing it.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I want no more negativity about the event from you. Promise me?
Yeah, yeah, promise, promise. Yeah, absolutely.
No more negativity.
Now, when's the event? What's the date?
The event is, let me give you the exact dates. Let me look at my trusty computer.
Really? You should know that from memory.
How does he not know?
It's actually the 6th, 7th, and 8th of December. I'm 99% sure.
Okay, so, hold on. We know it's early. We know it's early because it's only end of May. But we've discussed this. Gator did a terrible job last year at promoting this. Too late. So I told him you have to promote earlier.
Hold on. Why is it only my responsibility to do the promotion?
You're the club president, buddy.
So, you know what? As the club president, that includes delegation. And I am the best delegator that there is.
I'm about to hear it right now. Here we go.
Okay, so you heard it. It's December 7th, 6th, 7th.
5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's Thursday to Sunday.
Thursday? No.
Yeah, we do it Friday to Sunday.
Thank you.
6th, 7th, and 8th. Sorry.
Thursday. Might as well do it frickin' Monday, too.
Okay, 6th, 7th, and 8th, December. Yes. So yes. pencil it in. You guys have to come. What do you think, Gator?
Yep.
And Gator, you coming to Urcha? We're going to Urcha in full force, buddy.
You know what? I'm trying. I booked a hotel. Do you know what I mean? So
no, you didn't.
Now it's just a question of if I can pull the time off, I think. But wait a minute. Back to the Winter Bash for 1 second.
Oh, my God.
We want this to be big. So we want, listen, the promotion can't just come from me, you. I want everybody, okay, to make an effort of some kind that listens to the podcast to just share what Kyle, myself, or Bert.
I agree. Spread the word, guys. Spread the word. No doubt.
Please, help us out.
You don't have to make a post. Just tell your friends.
Just tell your friends.
Yeah, spread the word and tell them that, you know, especially if you have plans to come down to Florida, tell your buddies, like, tell your heli buddies, tell people, you know, post on Facebook, do whatever you need to do to spread the word so we can make a nice, sweet event. We used to, it's always been historically a very nice event, regardless of its name. We got to continue that tradition, right? So
now you have a problem with the name. Kyle, that was two.
No, what the? I said it's always been nice regardless of its name.
Oh, I thought you said. Oh, okay.
I said, regardless. It used to be the Blowout. Now it's called the Torches Winter Bash. It's always been I consider them one of a kind. It's the same event. It's different style, but it's the same weekend. It's the same event. I mean, it's always been a nice event. So we need to continue on the tradition, no doubt.
I've already checked this far in advance. They're already calling for good weather that first weekend in December.
Wonderful.
You know, I know it's crazy.
Yeah, I checked the forecast like 3 weeks ago on the show. It was really nice, yeah.
Really nice. It's going to be beautiful. And you know, it is the fun flies that make it, right? I mean, come on. And listen, we're going to have the Heavenly Hot Dog guy there, right? Mm-hmm. We're even going to have Hottie Kababi. We got to have the Hottie there. I'm not going to go any farther than saying anything more than the Hottie. We have to have the Hottie there as well, okay? And, you know, yeah, it's going to be fun. And it'd be nice if we could get so many people. Listen, last year we had a few people that came from out of the country.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Russians. And we got, yeah. Yeah.
We got to. And come on, we got to get the Russians, right? Dimitri. God, I'm terrible with names. You know I'm horrible with names. But you know what I mean? I should
mention Igor. Yuri.
Igor. Yeah. Right? Yeah, and Yuri, yeah, Yuri. Right? We got it. Come on. They got to come, you know? Who knows? Maybe Raquel will come, you know? Absolutely. It's working again. Thank God. And, yeah, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to get, you know, a whole bunch of people from out of the country as well. It would be. But nice. Listen.
All right, Gator.
We're going to have. Is that it? Is
yeah,
that
we're going to let you go. I'll call you. I'll call you off camera later,
hold on,
huh?
Hold on. You get me all jacked up and then you cut me off like that? Like, I got so much to say. I got so much to say.
What else you got to say? What else? Yeah, just...
I really don't. Listen, though. You know what? It is great to see everybody at events. And it's nice to see a lot of people posting about what they're doing and stuff like that. I have been noticing a lot of people have been flying already.
Yeah. Definitely the season is it's starting. I can tell, too. So...
For sure.
It's cool.
And not any promotion kind of thing, but didn't I just see something today that the second batch of Krakens is going to be coming out in June?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Two more weeks, nice. And it'll be out.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
You getting one? You getting one?
Yeah, I got to get one.
Nice.
After I saw Kyle fly his, now we don't know if it's the craziness of his mental instability from dealing with you and me, or if he's just really good. Okay, we're not sure. But you know what? It just really looks cool, so I think it's time. It's time for the Kraken. And I don't think that we should call it the Kraken anymore. I think we should call it the Kraken. Like
the
we're
Kraken.
All a little bit Scottish.
Yeah, you have to
okay?
put the little accent.
Scottish.
Like your employee's accent.
Listen, they all sound exactly the same. Exactly the same. Okay.
Okay, right, buddy.
I'm glad you guys called. All right. Listen.
Thanks for answering. I'll call you off mic later. All right.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Love you
guys.
Love
you,
man.
Bye.
See ya. What do you think of Gator?
What a character. Nailed it, though. You guys, he nailed it, though. You're a downer. He's an upper.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a downer.
You're not a downer.
I'm a bitcher.
There you
There's
go.
A difference. No, I have friends who are downers. Downers are bad, man.
Yes.
Downers
right.
are very
yes,
like
right.
sad. I'm not a downer because I'm not sad.
Yes, you're not sad.
I'm just
a
bitcher.
You complain.
Yes.
Yeah, you like to complain, which is fine. I find it after knowing you for 45 years now.
For my whole life. Yeah, for your whole life.
Yeah, I find it hilarious now, actually, the things you decide to complain about. But and then Gator's just like 200 miles away on the other side of the spectrum.
The complete opposite. Everything is beautiful.
Yeah, his world's falling apart, and it's good morning, everybody. It's
I have
amazing.
To warn Gator every evening when he comes to an event with me and he stays in my camper. I have to warn him, tomorrow you're not allowed to start screaming how beautiful the day is at freaking 5:30 a.m.
Right.
You're not to say a word until 8 to 8:30. Yeah. Then you can be yourself. And he's respectful, man. He does it. It's pretty awesome.
That's kind of sweet, though, how optimistic and how much he loves life. Good for him.
It is really good. No doubt.
I'm not that way, but good for him.
Anyway, well, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
I think we really didn't have a topic today, but I think it still worked out.
Not bad. You know what we should do?
We don't have a topic next week. We can't do it. We have to skip it.
We know what we should start planning ahead is another live podcast.
We should.
That in the beginning.
I don't want to do this stupid technical shit and just drag it for an hour of technical talk. Not yet. I think we could get into that later on in the winter when the season's over.
Yeah.
We need to find guests and more cool stuff.
I want to do another live podcast, interact with you guys one-on-one. Not one-on-one, but you know what I mean. Like, get questions while we're recording and... Make it kind of fun. Why not?
Yeah.
Do it again. No doubt.
So, are we going to do coat race?
Mm-mm.
No?
I haven't prepared anything. Because I think the code race can be the Switch one day thing.
But that's after next week.
Oh, a thing to mention is like 2 weeks ago, we gave away a firewall bag and not everyone contacted us. So if you have not gotten in touch with us about your free fireball bag, I can think of the name right now, but I'm not going to say it. Reach out.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're one of those people that got the fireball bag and then contact us, get a hold of us.
Yeah, reach out.
We need to. We need you to get a hold of us if you want your bag.
Yep. We know
if
you
don't
who
want
you
it,
are.
No problem. But yeah, we know who you are.
So you cannot pull any fast ones on us.
Yeah.
So
So no court race this week, but within the next 7 days, more than likely before the next podcast is released, we will do the 10% on all Switch rotor blades. That's not a one time, one customer, one or two or three. That is an entire day, as many blades as you want to buy mm-hmm. to make up for our screw up for this past Memorial Day weekend sale.
Yep.
And that should do it. So anyway, so please send us your questions, your comments, your ideas for episodes.
Hate mail, love mail.
We need episode ideas. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
If you guys come up with topics that are very broad, we get a lot of suggestions like, oh, tell us how to solder. Well, we'd love to cover that. And I'm sure we will in the future. Give us something broad. Give us something to rant about. Bert and I love to rant. Give us a good topic to go off about. Something.
Yeah, anything. Rant or even like... broad. We can talk about soldering too. That's fine. We will.
We have a list of very technical stuff, but also give us some very broad.
General... Give us broad stuff that is more a discussion topic.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, if you want to be on the show, we'll call you. We'll bring you on the show.
Let us know.
Absolutely. We can give you a phone call. We can give you a call. We can bring you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to have guests. That's very easy to do. Actually, mm-hmm. I think that would make the show even better. Take it up another, kick it up a notch, right?
Absolutely.
To get a couple of guests, you know, to discuss a specific topic.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. No doubt. So 100%. Let's do that. Cool.
Yeah.
So post your comment suggestions as a comment to this episode post,
mm-hmm.
or just send it to us via private message at facebook.com/thebkofficial.
Yep.
Or Instagram at thebkofficial.
Mm-hmm.
And you are available at kylestacyrc@gmail.com.
Yes. Or see if you want to follow me on Facebook and keep up with stuff like that, facebook.com/kylestacyrc.
I am available at Instagram.com/ mm-hmm. Bert_Kammerer.
Mm-hmm.
I post a lot of motorcycle stuff too, so get ready.
Yeah.
And heli stuff and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is facebook.com/BertRC.
Mm-hmm.
I think that does it.
That's it.
Perfect. You guys have a good one. Good Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your next weekend. I feel like the weekend just happened.
And
I'm excited because it's coming back.
It'll be here in 2 days again.
Yeah,
sweet.
So awesome. All right, you guys have a good one.
See ya.